to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is a National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours on this 15th day of January 2008. Earlier today, I said 2007. I knew I was going to do that. Well, it's Bob Chapman Day. We'll be bringing Bob up here in a few minutes, and Robbie Noel will also be joining us in this first hour. And there's a lot to talk about. Things are going to hell in a handbasket here real quick, folks. But the reason why we do the show is to let you know economically what's going on so you can, well, make the plans of survival probably through the worst economic times this country will ever witness. And that's, of course, saying that you are going to be a witness and you're going to survive for better times. A lot of game playing going on out there, a lot of denial. The facts and the figures are coming in, folks. Unofficially, we are in a recession. Of course, they won't come out and say officially that we are, but unofficially, we have been, and it's going to only continue to get worse. Some of the facts and figures that I'm looking today, price indexes, you name it, none of it is good. And, you know, your cost of living out there, folks, one thing that always fascinated me, they use the term cola. Wasn't that nice? It's kind of like Pepsi Cola or Coca-Cola or, you know, whatever cola. Well, it's a cost of living allowance. Cost of living, why? Well, because there was a little thing called inflation. And you had to have your cost of living allowance included because, well, you had to keep up with that pace of that devaluation of the dollar. Ladies and gentlemen, the standard of living in this country has not improved in a very long time. Meanwhile, the dollar keeps dropping. Inflation is rearing its ugly head in a very big way. And you're just stuck out there to survive. And this is a recipe for absolute and incredible disaster. Not to the fact that it's going on. Well, that as well. But the very fact that these people are not even going to grace you with their wisdom. Because they're in denial. It's not happening. You know, I'm hearing from people, oh, the, you know, the first and second quarter of this year is going to be a little rough, but we're looking for a pickup in, well, the third quarter of 2006. Pickup of what? Pickup sticks? Picking up loose change or bottles for redemption? Deposit bottles alongside the road? What kind of pickup are we talking about here? Well, there is not going to be one, folks. And this game that's being played through the controlled medias and the financial boys and even the White House itself and our gutless Congress critters in Washington, D.C., that had the ability and their predecessors to put a halt to what is going on in this country today, they're equally as guilty. But having said all that, how is that going to affect you? Well, these are some of the things that we discuss on this program every Tuesday with Robert Chapman, and we'll be bringing that man up along with Robbie Noel in his first hour. So get set, get comfortable, grab your coffee, get settled, get your bathroom break out of the way, and sit down and pay attention for the next 2 hours, folks, because I learned so many things from these gentlemen that, well, as you should be as well, and taking their advice. We'll take this short break. We'll be right back.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, the propaganda, the political propaganda has been going on in this country for so long. We've had a dynasty of Clinton and Bush for so long, and they are interchangeable. It wouldn't matter. Change, the people's mentor, TV gives the dual message that we want change and we want experience. The supposed brightest and the best minds encourage voters to continue nearly three decades of the Bush-Clinton rule in the White House. Folks, 40% of the American people have never lived when there wasn't a Bush or Clinton in the White House. 40% of 300 million. People under 30 don't remember when a president's name didn't end in Bush or Clinton. We've had a dynastic domination of a country of 300 million. And the message being given is obvious. Experience slash change equal Clinton and Obama ticket. The rest is pure theater. Our democracy is but a name. We vote. But what does that mean? It means we choose between two bodies of real, though not avowed, autocrats. We choose between Tweedledee and Tweedledum. And I wish the writers, and this was Judith Moriarty that put this out, I wish these people would quit using the term democracy. This country was never a democracy. It has always been a Republican form of government. It has been a republic, not a democracy. These people, with their analogies, good information, but their premise is flawed right from Jump Street. I have Bob Chapman and Robbie Noel with me this afternoon on this first hour. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon,
Joe. Hi. How you doing? Bob, I had a conversation with you prior to the program today. I had spoken to Ron Paul for about a half hour on a conference call with a select few people Sunday afternoon, and I had told him about you, and I'd ask him if he needed an economic advisor. And I don't know if Mr. Ron Paul gets in the White House, I think you're cabinet-level economic advisor status. So I'll tell you what, many good things would be interesting, and many good things could happen if Mr. Paul gets in the White House.
Well, one of the things is that we're both old enough that, you know, we've lived our lives, so if they kill us, we've done a pretty good job thus far.
Well, combined, you guys would have about 145 years of life experience.
Oh, he's only 2 years older than I, 2 months older than I am.
Okay, I'll take that back. 144 years of experience.
you know, you were making me 80.
No, I was making you both 72 years old.
Hmm.
So, and my math
is... Well, we ratcheted up a year.
I was going to say, all things being equal, I think my math still holds. 2 times 72 is 144, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just had to check my my own premises there. In your newsletter, Bob, it is... I'm going from page 3 here, of your latest here. About, you've stated in this, as we've told you in 2001, there's no turning back. There is absolutely no way the Fed, Washington, and Wall Street can stop the recession and the direction in which the economy is headed. And you say, in fact, we don't believe they can stop the economy from entering depression. And that has been our view for 7 years. The stock market rally over the past 4 years was created out of copious cheap money and credit. Or do I read that cheat money and credit? Now, it's obvious America's in recession. Our politicians are calling for a stimulus package. And I want to drive this point home, Bob, with the listeners, because there's a lot of people out there that aren't going to vote for Ron Paul, which they're going to vote for Obama or Hillary or John McCain, or it doesn't matter, any other choice other than Ron Paul, somebody that really understands the economics 101 in this country. They're getting ready to do the stimulus package so we can, again, spend our way out of this and create a little bit more debt. And under, you put it, our corporate fascist government business, and especially the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, that same group that wants amnesty for illegal aliens so they can support their cheap labor, read that John McCain and everybody else, are pushing for lower corporate tax rates and a tax credit for business investment. And Congress wants a mixture of monetary and fiscal policy, a small increase in government spending now, an interest rate cut late in January, plus tax cuts triggered if economic growth falls below a certain level. It's a shell game, is it not, Bob?
It certainly is. And I refer to a woman who has devoted her whole life to economics. And she wrote a book in 1965 with Milton Friedman about the Depression, and they startled everybody when they said the Depression was caused by the Federal Reserve, by their withdrawing money and credit from the system. And the lady's name is Anna Schwartz, and she's 93 years old. She still works. She's still as sharp as a tack. And... she said the same thing that I have said. You cannot spend your way out of this. All of this stimulus, these differences in tax rates, of course, the tax breaks will all go to the corporations and very little to the people at the bottom of the totem pole who need the breaks in order to spend the money to keep the economy going. So if they were worried about the economy, they wouldn't be giving tax breaks to corporations and the wealthy, because they're going to invest it, they're not going to spend it, and they're not investing it in plant and equipment, they're investing it in paper assets. But anyway,
yeah.
Anna Schwartz said that it's not going to work. you know, she also did something that I've done for a number of years, and that is she took Sorrell and Greenspan apart by saying that, you know, he's the guy that did this. And now he's, you know, essentially, she said between the lines, he's lying about the part that he played in and blaming it on international this and so on. And I wrote about it for tomorrow's issue. And so I am not alone, although Anna Schwartz and I are somewhat alone, because most people who make their living as economists and analysts and newsletter writers, authors, for the most part, they have to answer to an employer. And Anna really doesn't care at 94. And Bob Chapman certainly doesn't care what anybody thinks. Well, never has, never will.
Well, and
so consequently, the bottom line is that all of the efforts that they're making are not going to work, but they will extend, elongate, extrapolate what is going on right now. And instead of having a recession and a depression over perhaps beginning with a one-year recession, going into a depression and having a purging process that would last perhaps 2 or 3 or 4 years, we're not going to have that unless there's some event that nobody knows about that's going to happen. And that always could happen, but that's not a probability. It's just a possibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the bottom line is they're going to drag this thing out as long as possible. Two pluses there. Number one, if Ron Paul gets elected, he may be able to reverse the course of depression, number one. Number two, for those of you who are in gold and silver, the longer they take this thing out, the more inflation they have, the more money you're going to make.
Well, that kind of thinking, Bob, and I don't disagree with what you're saying, but that kind of mentality is all for one and all, everybody for me. I'm standing on board the Titanic. I've got my little private life raft, and I'm going to see the death and destruction and just total winking out of life here. But I am going to have my own. And this is something that people still generally at the core of themselves are not ready to do. And that's toss off their family, their friends, and their neighbors, you know, for just myself. I'm not saying that you said that. I'm just saying I'm looking at the mentality as this thing draws down and the necessities of survival strip away people's humanity is another scary proposition in this. And I'll tell you one thing, Obama had one thing right. Yeah, we all got to get together, but we all got to get together on the same page, reading the same plain English that everybody should be able to read. On that one issue with Barack Obama, I agree with. This country's got to come together. But, you know, the way he's talking about it is everybody groups together and sings Kumbaya on the decks of the Titanic as the thing's taking on water and going 2 miles down. That ain't gonna help nothing. Robbie, I want to ask a favor of you, my friend. I've got to duck off the air here to take care of some important business for about 10 minutes. After this break, can you do that for me, my friend?
No.
No? Doesn't, you know, there's a cruel, sadistic side of Robbie Noel that most people don't know, and well, that's the worst in the extent of it. You've heard it right there. But
hey, listen, you just lost it. It's the Robbie and Bob show now.
There you go.
Or the Bobby Rob show. However, you know, I did an unforgivable thing with Robbie. I had cards printed up for him, and I was so proud of the fact that the cards looked so good and the logo looked so good. And I spelled Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E.
Oh.
Yeah, and I did not hear the end of that. And you know what? I didn't even really think of it. I didn't tell the printer the correct spelling of the name, and I just assumed that he knew. So, Robbie, that makes two dumb people out there that don't know how to spell the male name Robbie.
Yes.
But on the other hand, I've never known anybody to mistake Robert or John.
There you go.
That's the easiest thing to do. Okay, Robbie, if you would, coming up out of the break here, I shall be back in about 10 minutes, and I appreciate this. This is really important. I've got to do it. Never done this on air before. Take a little 10-minute hiatus, but on this network, folks, and on this program, there's a lot of first. We'll be right back with the Bobby and Rob Show.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, the strains of Jimi Hendrix. Can't get no relief. Kind of the swan song of Wall Street today. What did you make of the action today, Bob? Dow obviously hit by a number of early morning reports. Citibank, biggest loss in, I guess, its 196-year history. Producer price index coming in is showing inflation highest in 26 years, and that's even going with their bogus numbers. But in large part, it looks like, once again, Wall Street threw a hissy fit because they were expecting the Fed to come bounding to the rescue today and give them a half-point cut as promised by Ben Bernanke.
Well, I have to go one step further. At 3:30 this morning, gold was up 190. It went up $14 eventually, and it came back down again. And as you know, it closed under great pressure. And like I thought, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week, we'd get pressure trying to keep gold from staying above $900 an ounce. What they did today to make that move was that they allowed, with the complicity of the Bank of Japan, for the Japanese yen to go up 2 days in a row. It was up 0.87 yesterday, and today it was up 1.50, which is a very large move. Now, when they do that, they know the market's going to go down. The bad news was there, too, to take the market down as well. When the yen goes up, people who are involved in the yen carry trade jettison their trades because they'll lose money when they have to replace the yen if it goes higher. And so they let that happen. And the reason why they did is that those same speculators that are involved in the yen carry trade, they also play other markets, gold and silver included. So what the Fed and the working group on financial markets decided to do, obviously, today, was to let the market go down in order to attack gold. And that's what they did during the latter part of the session on COMEX, and they're still doing it in the excess market. It won't last long. They can't keep it up. They've got the shorts, the commercials with the biggest short positions that they've ever had. And it's just something we have to go through. And again, they've taken gold back off the top. And again, it gives you a good opportunity to buy. Every time they do this, it's another buying opportunity if you're in a position to do so. And so
it's only all $6 in Asian trading.
Yeah, but it wasn't an hour ago. It was 14. And you've explained this before, Robbie, the aftermarket, the access market is extraordinarily thin. And what the working group on financial markets does, also called the plunge protection team, they go into that market, and for a very small amount of money, they can move it $5 to $10 to the downside. And so that's what they're attempting to do. But they've got to trade through Tokyo, and then they've got to trade through London and Frankfurt, Paris. And so they usually don't get away with it. And I'm looking for perhaps a little lower opening around 2:30 or 3 this morning coming up. And then I think you're going to see buying coming in, and I think we'll end up tomorrow close to 900 again.
Gentlemen, I am back.
You're interrupting our show, sir.
I'm sorry. I'll stay on standby here, Bob.
Do you think the Fed is going to? Do you think the Fed's obviously the general consensus amongst all people? Was that the Fed, based on obviously the news that came out this morning, was going to institute that emergency cut today, but maybe they were waiting to get confirmation on the consumer price index coming out tomorrow, so that could be their game plan.
Well, there's another step in this. If you notice, in Europe, a number of important people in the financial world said, you know, if they keep on lowering rates, the dollar is going to go down. And if the dollar goes down, it's going to create even more problems for them. And, of course, the view from Europe is correct. But they're more worried about the euro and the pound than they are anything else, because they're getting less and less competitive. But that's not a super important thing, because the U.S. doesn't export enough anymore to really worry countries like Germany.
All right, gentlemen, we've got to take this break. We'll be back right after this. 800-313-9443. Your questions are welcomed.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Bob, in your newsletter this week, and keep in mind, folks, that if you do the Robbie Noel special, that you get a year's subscription of the International Forecaster. And if you don't want this on your computer, they mail you out a hard copy, but they can only do that twice a month, so you get a copy every 2 weeks. But if you want to subscribe to the International Forecaster, and keep in mind, folks, that the price went up from $129 to $159, and that's still way, way underpriced. You want some of the best deals in the market out there today? How about the best deal in information? But if you subscribe to the International Forecaster via the electronic delivery device known as your computer, you get 4 International Forecasters per month. And we'll get into the Bob Chapman deal of the day. Deal or no deal. Bob, I want you to go through this this Illuminus and these Keynesian freaks out there and what the parallels are here from today versus 1921 to 1929. and the parallels there?
Well, the parallels are probably one of the most glaring is the most of the mortgages between 1924 and 1930 were pick and pay or interest only type loans. And that's one of the things that contributed eventually to the Depression. And we're having the same sort of thing today. Of course, the 90% margin in the stock market at that time was a contributing factor as well. And today we have a 50% margin. We've had that for a long, long time. I think that when you compare the two of them, you've got to look at the Fed, because the Fed contracted money and credit in 30 and 31. And in fact, in 31, everybody thought that the recession was over. This time they're not doing that. They're increasing in money and credit. In fact, my figure for this past month, I don't have it finished yet, but it looks like it's going to be around 16%, which puts me fairly close to John Williams, who's around 15.75%. And I believe that the difference in finality between the two periods of time and the circumstances is that the leverage today is enormous. I mean, in the 1930s, we didn't have credit cards. It was very difficult to get a loan at the bank. You had to have collateral and things like that. And, of course, today, I need not go into any detail whatsoever about how overextended government, corporate, and individuals are in America. And as a result of that, corporations have not been expanding their physical plant and equipment for some time. And as of this past October, November, what has happened is that we've had a real drop-off in spending, and that's a reflection of the very large debt that's overhanging the economy. I think, too, you might look at the period of 1974-5. That was a very, very sharp, short, violent recession that really nobody expected. And we're not getting the sharp drop today that we did in that period, but we're getting the depth. You're going to be very surprised at how quickly the economy goes down, and you're going to be very surprised when all these so-called experts who are telling you now recovery in the third and fourth quarter, how wrong they're going to be. And the Federal Reserve will have to continue to create money and credit at double-digit rates, whether it's 12% or 16%. They're just going to continue to crank it out. And inflation, which is 11.6%, will be over 15% this year. Okay. It's the only way that they can keep the system going.
I want to squeeze in a few calls here, Bob, but when we get back from the callers here, I want to get into what this infusion into the credit system last year did to this economy versus the currencies worldwide. But first, let me go to Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, okay. Mr. Chapman, all right, two questions. One is this. What do you think of Scott Trade? That's S-C-O-T-T-R-A-D-E. You know, founded by Roger Reaney.
Well, I don't know any more about Scott Trade than anybody else does. You know, they're in business, and they'll probably stay in business.
Oh, because I know you said that, well, the reason why I like what I thought is I thought that might be one of the people affiliated with you and your forecaster, because you said that a lot of subscribers to your international forecaster, you could recommend them some reasonable brokers and stuff like that to your
subscribers. Well, I have a couple of people I've known for over 30 years that I recommend, but they're not Scott Trade.
Oh,
and the reason I do that is that a lot of people don't know where to go for stocks, and I know that these people are honest, and I know that they know all about gold and silver-related assets. So
that's good.
That's important, because if I send somebody to Merrill Lynch or Scott Trade or someplace else, they wouldn't be able to help these people in the way that they want to be helped.
Okay, well, see, one of the things they said, too, is that they you can open an account for $500, you know, a more than that. Mm-hmm. Right, what, the second question.
Henry, let me ask you a question first before you get to your second question to, okay. For Bob. You're in there playing the market still?
No, I am not. What I'm doing is I'm lining up. I've lined up Bob Chapman's forecast. To see, I have like a journal here where I write down things in terms of like publications. His is only I only have two. His and the other one's Mr. Williams. Some brokers that charge a reasonable low rate to open an account, and it's not many. And also what type of coins I would need to buy that are the best. The ones I recommend is the Liberties and the Indians. And by the way, the $10 Indians are going to go out. They're going to go extinct eventually.
Probably.
But anyway, they will become rare.
Okay, and your second question?
All right. The other thing I wanted to ask him is this. What is Mr. Chapman, do you know of Gorilla Trades? Are you affiliated with them or know anything about them?
Well, I really don't know anything about them, but I'll tell you one thing.
Okay.
There have been times that people have called me a gorilla.
Not because your knuckles drag on the ground when you walk, I hope.
Well, when I was younger, I used to be able to run on all fours.
Okay.
All right, so you
and
don't
I spent
much...
I spent 3 years in Rhodesia, so that qualifies me.
Oh, that kind of gorilla.
Henry,
I'm in Gorilla Trades. They like pick their stock picking service.
Okay. It sounds like you're still being tempted and titillated by the stock market, Henry.
Not much, because I want to tell you something. There's not much out there.
Oh, I'm telling you.
There's not much out there.
You know,
but I'll tell you this, though. The stocks that he puts, he does give out stock information. I want to let the listeners know this. It's not just gold and silver. In his international forecaster, he does have quite a few or some stock picks out there.
Sure.
And they're really good.
Yeah.
And I was saying I don't need something where I need to save up $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to open an account. I'd like to have something where somebody could open up an account with a paycheck and maybe start with his forecaster. Right now you said it's 159 now, so it's not 139 anymore. Now it's 159. Okay, so that's $20. It's still underpriced because something like that would be worth about $270 something.
Yeah, and there is money, by the way, Henry, to be made in the stock markets. I mean, commodities. I mean, you're going to witness these things just continually to spiral and go out of sight. So people that have a penchant and you're good at it, but you know the warning signs and you know when to get out. I don't tell people not to trade stocks.
Yeah, I understand that. Matter of fact, he recommends them himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, he recommended American Eagle, a couple of things he got there. I wrote them all down, too.
Yeah, but you...
You tell him about the shorts. Out of about 30 shorts, about 25 of them are up for about 50%.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's another thing I should just let you go. You give information for people with options, too, right? I mean, if they choose to trade...
No, not options, puts and calls, no.
And, right, so what,
and
what
the reason
that
why is I discourage trading in the market. I mean, you know, you set your path and you go for the goal, and you don't trade unless you absolutely have to. And some of those positions have been on a year and a half, but that's okay when you short a stock at 70 and it goes to 10, or you go long Agnico at 4 and it goes to 60.
Okay.
So you don't mind not trading and waiting a year or two or three.
Okay, but you do give information with that, too, about shorts and stuff like that. I mean, recommendations.
Right.
In your...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's great.
All right, Henry.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, sir. Appreciate your call.
You.
Rita in Colorado, you're up next. Hello, Rita.
Oh, hi, John, Bob. Yeah, I have a question about the Crown and the Citibank in London. I should maybe set it up a little bit. And we can think about recent events, particularly Beatrice Budo being assassinated and her obvious tie to British intelligence, and what people in Britain, you know, their contempt for the Windsors, which is different, you know, than the Crown. And a new wave comes to being, then the Crown could change. And when we see something like the Citibank going, how far did that go up down today, John?
Robbie.
It was over 2 points.
Yeah.
So
incidentally, that's one of our shorts.
I mean, it fits right in line with time when some different people, you know, I mean, because that money is power money, you know. So there will be different people in power positions when the dynamic changes.
Right, Rita, can you get to your point here?
So, Bob, can you put that in perspective? When the crown changes, how many institutions in all around the world change when that happens?
Well, I don't know if it quite works that way, because you have a perennial group of people who add and subtract as the centuries go by. In other words, they bring in fresh blood to continue their conspiracy. But the House of Windsor was taken over in the 1500s by people who migrated from Venice to Wales and what they call Lower Scotland. And that's how the present royal family of England evolved into the House of Windsor. They're not bloodline Windsors. They are for perhaps the last 400 years, but prior to that, they weren't. And the royal houses of Europe all work together toward the same end, that's power and control. And they are often called, in Europe at least, the black nobility. But in reference to what you said about Citigroup going down, they probably, when all is said and done, will lose about $50 billion, and the money will be made available to go into the bank to keep it going. And I think eventually the banks, the investment banks, the brokerage houses, the insurance companies, and some others will end up being nationalized, because that's an easy way to slide into world government. And we're looking at a corporatist fascist move as the vehicle which would bring that about for them. And that's what we're going through right now, and that's why we have the new laws going into effect, like the Patriot Act 1 and 2 and other things that limit the power of the American people. And the same thing is going on in somewhat the same or in different ways in different parts of the world. And England's one of them, Denmark's another. And so I can't answer your question about the difference between the crown and the House of Windsor, because as far as I know, they're synonymous. I never get into that question before. I was never asked, and I'm out of touch with Prince Charles now. I haven't talked to him for about 20 years, and so I can't ask him. And I want to tell you something. If he ever knew what I knew about his family and about what they're up to, he'd freak out, because we know each other.
Rita, anything else?
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
All righty. I appreciate your call. One of the things that is going on, folks, budgetary problems are starting to happen. Governor Schwarzenegger, I'll be back, he wants to eliminate about $14 billion in shortfalls by cutting spending in California. And, of course, the Democrats want to raise taxes. You know, they don't want their voters out there being upset, and they want them to vote them in. So we got to stabilize the economy in California, but they're dipping in your pocket to do it. Well, there is some real problems here. A lot of governors are seeking remedies for the shortfalls here, and faced with weak national economy and worsening housing crises, the growing number of states are confronted with severe budget deficits, forcing some governors to come up with creative, some say risky, budget gimmicks to find new sources of cash. At least 13 states, led by California, New York, and Jersey, are facing huge shortfalls in the next fiscal year, and about a dozen are in serious financial difficulties, according to various budget estimates, reports from the governors, and a survey on the from the people of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. That's a Washington think tank. And unlike the federal government, folks, most states are not allowed by their constitutions to run budget deficits. So legislatures convening for their 2008 sessions, they've got to make some decisions here about what programs to cut or which taxes to raise to close the gaps. And a lot of this, it's because of declining home sales, deflated property values, mounting foreclosures, and these have all caused a slide in the state's tax receipts, helping to push their budgets into deficits. And folks, this morning I'm hearing, well, the federal government has a way to raise revenues, as if you're not being socked to death at the gas pump right now. Their plan, well, to raise revenues is to put a 50-cent gas tax, additional federal tax, on your gasoline, and they're supposedly going to phase it in over the next 5 years. But the chickens have not come home to roost, and they're already planning to take more taxes out of your pocket and on already, in my estimation, an overpriced commodity. So hang on, folks. As this draws down and the money is drying up, they're not going to want to give up control or power or the functionality of their bloated bureaucracies and their endless pocket full of promises. They're going to get the money somehow, and it's going to come out of you. The people that have literally made these people filthy rich on the backs of their sweat equity and their labors, no turnabout is fair play to these guys. Money is the only thing that counts in their bottom line, and they'll roll the wagon wheels off over your dead corpse in order to get it and steal the pennies off a dead man's eyes if necessary. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side, and we'll have Robbie for about 4 minutes and 35 seconds, and in which time he's going to give you the Bob Chapman deal of the day. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, folks, we are back. Sorry about that. I was late coming back for the very same reason I had to take a five-minute hiatus before. Use your imagination. At any rate, Mr. Noel, calling Mr. Noel, the Bob Chapman deal of the day.
Well, this is a this is a unique situation that we find ourselves in. All half-ounce American gold eagles, just your regular bullion coin, all pre-2007 are not available. You can't find any. There's not any out there. It's not to say that some dealers don't have them, but I deal with the largest supplier in the country, and he doesn't have any. And when you look at the mintage of half-ounce American eagles since the year 2000, which I will remind you when George Bush took office, oil was $20 a barrel, gold was $250 an ounce, and the Dow Jones Industrials were sitting at 11,750. But since 2000, the U.S. Mint has only minted some 500,000 half ounces. So there's no question in my mind there are no pre-07 half ounces out there. Right now, all we have available, as far as bullion is concerned, is the 2008 half-ounce American Gold Eagles, and those are currently selling, and this is at, obviously, based on spot of $895, where gold is right now. Those are going to run you $520. Bob Chapman special, and you better take advantage of it. We don't have many of them, but you can get a pre-1933 $10 Liberty, which is equivalent to a half-ounce gold coin. It's just a little shy of gold content of a half-ounce. But you can have it for the same price you would pay if there were pre-07 Eagles available for $490. And that is an absolute steal. As a matter of fact, two $10 Liberties at $490 is cheaper than a $20 gold piece. So if you want to take advantage of this, as I said, these are limited supplies. These are in AU condition, which means about uncirculated, which doesn't really make a lot of sense when you think about it. But anyway,
either it is or it isn't.
Yeah, well, it's the way they classify them.
Well, they're still trying to say that it's undented and still shiny.
Well, about uncirculated just simply means that although the coin really never went into circulation, obviously it over the last 100 years or so, it got bashed around in the bag a lot, so it has scratches and what they refer to as bag marks. So that's why they say it's about uncirculated, because it's about uncirculated.
And let me remind folks that if you have all the gold and silver that you need. And I can't imagine a scenario ever presenting itself, because this is the hedge. This is the ultimate hedge fund, folks, and it's a true one. Robbie, tell you what do they have to do here in order to get the Bob Chapman newsletter? What do they have to spend, and what number do they have to call to get it?
Well, if you order 10 or more, we're being very generous today. If you order 10 or more of the $10 Liberties at $490, you will get a free subscription to the International Forecaster, and all you got to do is dial 1-800-691-7898.
That number again, ladies and gentlemen, 800-691-7898. Robbie Noel's website is eaglesup.com, and he will be available for 1 hour before he has to do his show on this network at 6 p.m. Central, The Flip Side with Mr. Robbie Noel. Robbie, thank you so much, my friend.
See you, John. See you, Bob.
See you, Gorilla.
We'll be back with Bob Chapman, second hour of the National Intel Report, right after this. Since